But suppose we therapy, you see, therapeutic medical aid, so then it cannot survive. But with surgical aid, it can survive. Now, there is no question that without both kidneys, without recourse to surgery, a transplant, it couldn't live. Even with all the therapy, I don't think, it's not reasonable to assume that it is a certain kind of a medicine, so a human being or the animal could live very long without a single kidney, except if there would be a transplant made. So apparently, the difference between Nitlach Lois and Nitlach Elie. Nitlach Elie, so what does Nitlach Elie mean? Nitlach Elie means that the upper jaw is removed in such a way that the whole windpipe is exposed to all the outer nature. There is nothing that covers it. So in such a case, so if that was done, so even with surgery, if the behemoth couldn't survive. Machine came in the black road. So if doctors will develop a good method of making a good transplant, so then it will be lived. So I am from this Gemorian hope, from the Rambam Shite, that there is a possibility of making a kidney transplant in such a way that the behemoth or a human being will be able to. That's the Shinza. That is all for today. Now, and that's the difference. The one thing I forgot to mention. That's the difference between the natal omus in the hemo and the gavach telo in tree for bottom. Because in natal omus of the hemo, the Rambam doesn't tell us that we should consult doctors. But in the gavach telo of bottom, the Rambam says we should call doctors. In other words, if a person kills a certain patient, a sick man, and if the doctor say there is no cure, so then he's potter of missing. That's it. Potter of missing best. The doctor say there is a cure, he's high missing. So in other words, 60 years ago, if someone killed a tuberculosis patient, it was a government potter missing. Today, if someone kills a tuberculosis patient, he's high missing. But regarding tree for behemoth, so even in respect to the tree for metalomus, the Rambam doesn't say we should ask doctors. The answer is, Ligabe trefo vodom gavik telo. So gavik telo depends upon the actual possibility of a person to live. So what avail was the fact that 100 years ago, so people were sure that sometimes in the future, a cure for tuberculosis would be discovered. But at that time, there was no cure. So maybe it was a common failure. Machine killing Gabi, the tree from the hemo that is based upon natal omus. So the fact that on a theoretical level, there is a possibility of a cure, so the behemo is not considered a loss, just because the doctors are not so advanced in the medical knowledge. So that's the difference between Treves Odom in Gavatele. Very depends upon the actual knowledge of medicine. So it might change from generation to generation, according to the progress in medicine. Machinkin, the natal omus of a behemoth or trevo, that doesn't depend upon the actual cure, but upon the potential cure. So as long as there is a potential cure, the behemoth is not considered natal omus. But the Rambam was convinced that in the case of Nitlach Elie, there isn't even a potential. Now I cannot consider that Rambam. The Rambam was a doctor, so he was sure that when Nitlach Elie and the windpipe is exposed, so then there is not even a potential. Machine came Nitlach Lois. There is a potential cure through surgery, but so the Rambam felt that there is no potential cure even through surgical means. Now, So for next time, all right, we'll have to go over the Gemara up to Daf Mem Gimel. Omed Aleph, the Gemara of Veyomar. We finish the Mishnah. All right, now let's. Now, if we count up the non-traders in the Mishnah, so we find 18 traders. Eu tenho bem, de coração, 1. Psique se cagueras, 2. Dica como chomeia, 3. Dica valeole, 4. Nisboa chetre, 5. Vinci a cuchelo, 5. Dica como mistério meneclum, 6. Oreia chenicvo, 7. Rosso, 8. Nicva queivo, 9. Nicva amor, 10. Nicva daquin, 11. Hakeras apnimi chenicvo, 12. Bishnikar Hatzeno. 13. Hemses. 40. Bisakesi Shemika. 50. Nofum Nagak. 70. 60. 60. Nishtabo Ritzalisel. 70. Trusse. 80. So that's the Hesha of 80. But, so if you just count up the items mentioned, so you have 18. But then the Gemara explains it in such a way that it will still be 18, but it will be 18 together with other traders. I mean, in this Mishnah you have 18 items, but we'll see how the Gemara explains it. Now, I mentioned what the Hamid Dovo points out, that there is a machlekes, a basic machlekes between the Rambam and the Rambam. According to the Rambam, so when the Gemara says "Rei for ein chayo," it means ein chayo even if therapy is being administered, it's still ein chayo. There is no cure. And according to the Rambam, in regard to the yutches reifes, so ein chayo, which is only statistical, coincidental fact, it's not an essential fact. It's not the fact that makes the behemoth the treifa. The best chai is, how about the other mandoma who says treifa chayo? So what do you say? According to mandoma who says treifa chayo, so then the din of treifa is based upon aloha mesh mesina. And mandoma who says treifa in a chayo, so the din of treifa is based upon the fact that it's later on. It's not mistaken that there should be a machlekes in what constitutes the essence of treifa. So just as according to mandoma, the treifa chayo. So the shem treifa is not based upon the fact that it's later on. So according to mandoma, the treifa in a chayo, it's also not based, except that there is a statistical fact. But it's not an essential fact, it's just a coincidental fact. So what's the significance of this coincidental fact in case we have a suffix, whether it's a treif or not? So then we observe if the behemoth that has a suffix treif survives for more than 12 months, so it's right, it's not a treif. Because had it been a treif, it wouldn't have survived for more than 12 months. So it's only a statistical fact. It's not an essential fact. And we have to say that even according to the Ramban, it's not an essential fact. It's only a statistical fact. But according to Ramban, this statistical fact of ein chayo means that it's ein chayo even if therapy will be administered. And according to the Ramban, so this statistical fact is only without therapy. In other words, if a behemoth has a perforated lung and no therapy is applied, not taking care of, nothing, so then it cannot survive for more than 12 months. But through medicine, through therapeutic measures, so it can live. It can live. Now the Ramban shita is to the counter. Now, the Rashba in the Tshuva, the Shach, In Siman Zion mentions the sugar. In Siman Zion, Siv Memches, the Shach mentions the washing of the Chubas Rajbo. So the Rajbo was asked. The Gemara says, Treifo Nechayo, and we see sometimes that the Treifo does live. The Treifo does live. So the Rajbo says, if we do see that the Treifo does live, so it's vice and easy. Why does the Rajbo say it's vice and easy? If the Rajbo had agreed with the Shita Saramba, that when we say treifa nechayo, it means without therapy, but with therapy. So then it can live, so the Rajbo could have given it better targets instead of saying that it's maisa nisim. It's maisa nisim. He could have said, because somehow some therapy, some medicine was given to her, either deliberately or sometimes maybe accidentally. Let's say the behemoth, let's say, eat certain herbs, and because of that, so it is cured. Why does the Rajbo have to say that's maisin isin? So it appears from that Rajbo that the Rajbo agrees with the Rambam that when we say treifel nechayo, it means even al yedei therapy. That's right. But the Rambam shite is not. Then the Nitziv points out that according to the Rashi, there are two halachas of treifes. There is one halacha of treife that is grounded in the halacha of Mishneh Sinai. You trust treifes, halacha of Mishneh Sinai. It's a treife because the halacha of Mishneh Sinai declares it as treife. And even though the one mandoma says that in the chayo, and we pass like that mandoma, that's only a statistical fact. So, statistical fact. But the Shem Treife is not based upon the fact that it's Einochayim. And then there is another type of Treife, where it's Neitalomus. So then, even if it's... So it's Neitalomus. But what does Neitalomus mean? That there is no cure for it. Not there is no actual cure. There is no even potential. So, because of that, the Rambam mentions one treife that the Mishnah doesn't spell it out explicitly. That's nidlach ha'ayin. And the Rambam explained it in the tshuva. Why? Because if the upper jaw is removed, so then the windpipe is exposed to all the elements of nature, so then it interferes with normal breathing and it couldn't live. But this kind of treife is not based upon the halacha of Mishneh Sinai. It's not one of the interest treifes. That's based upon the other halacha of Neitalomus. All right. And where is the halacha of Neitalomus mentioned in the Pshimishal Mikro of Bosa Basone Treifel is a chelu? That means that if a behemoth was clawed by a lion to such an extent that it broke the whole system, it injected its poison, and it's Neitalomus, so then it's Treife. So that Treife could be a Treife on the base of Halacha Mishneh Sinai also, but besides that, it's a Treife on the basis of the fact that it's Neitalomus. And what does Neitalomus mean? That there is no possibility of a cure. Now, so there is one basic distinction between the Treife of Neitalomus, which means that there is not even a potential cure, and the treife in Odom in regard to Ritziche, that the Ha'er is a treife is potter because the Igam Ektele, there it doesn't mean there is someone who is afflicted with a certain organic defect, a certain organic defect for which there is no possibility of a cure. It means he is afflicted with an organic defect for which right now, at the time when a person killed him, there is no actual cure. So maybe 5 years later there will be a cure. But since right now there is no cure, so mele he has a din of a gamete. So it might change from time to time. A tuberculosis patient 60 years ago was a treife if somebody killed a tuberculosis patient. But today, he's chayav nisim if someone kills. Let's say someone who suffers from terminal cancer today, if somebody kills him, he's potter of mitzvah. But let's say a year later, maybe there will be a cure discovered. So it will be Chayvis Bezdin. So we understand very well as to why it depends upon the actual cure. Because in order to be Gavik Tele, so that depends whether there is a possibility of a cure, Bimtzias, actually, or not. Not whether potentially there is a possibility of a cure. Because of what avail is the fact that 10 years later, a cure might be discovered. But right now, there is no cure. Mashiach came in regard to the category of treifes that is based upon italomus, there it depends upon the fact that even on a theoretical level there is no cure. Not only that actually there is no cure. Alright, now, so with the Ramban, the Ramban mentions a riot from the Gemore, Dafnudalev in the treifes, that Einochayo means that even with therapy, it's in Chayim. But one thing the Ramban also concedes. The Ramban concedes that Treifo in Chayim means that if somebody, let's say, if someone has a perforated tzedakin or keres or whatever, so he's a Treifo and he cannot live, cannot survive for more than 12 months, even through therapy. But the Ramban asks a kasha. Now, one of the treifes is not mentioned in the Mishnah, Tesis Kasha. Why isn't it mentioned? So it's more than the tres. But one of the treifes is Nitl Tzumes Agidi. Tzumes Agidi in English is called Achilles tendon. Why is it called Achilles tendon? That's based upon the story in Iliad, in the Trojan War. So that's how it's known, because of that story. So Paris cast his arrows at someone else, at Achilles. He cast his arrows at Achilles. Achilles, and the arrow hit the Tzumes Agidi. The Tzumes Agidi that is here, that is between the ankle and the calf. So right above the heel, between the ankle and the calf. So that's where the Tzumes Agidi is. So that's a very vulnerable spot, and even today, if somebody is injured in the Achilles tendon, so Achilles died because the arrow hit Achilles and the Tzumes Agidi. So that's why it's called Tzumes Agidi. It's called Achilles tendon. That's the juncture of the tendons, the convergence of many tendons. At that place between the ankle and the calf. So even today, as a matter of fact, Rav Yaakov Naiman here in Chicago at the wedding of Yeshmuel Vernick, so there was wild dancing. Some of the yeshiva bachar in New York are accustomed to dance very wildly. So he fell and somebody, one of the yeshiva bacharim, stepped on him. The former yeshiva bachar, not the present yeshiva bachar. A former yeshiva bachar who is now in business, very wild. So he stepped on him, he didn't even look. And he stepped here, the Tzumes Agidi. He was in the hospital in New York, and then he was taken over to Chicago. And the only through an operation, they were able to save him. Because it broke the Tzumes Agidi. So, I mean, this is very vulnerable spot, the Tzumes Agidi, the Achilles tendon. So in other words, so the reason as to why it's possible to recuperate is because we perform surgery. Without surgery, it would be fatal. It would be fatal. Now, Tzumes Agidi, Nitlo Tzumes Agidi, so then it is fatal. So the Ramban, the Fine Zion, in whom is the cash? Now, if let's say one of the behemoth is injured, let's say over here in the Tzumes Agidi, where you have the convergence of the tendons, so then it's a treif. Suppose the whole leg is cut off, as long as it's not cut off, you know, above the knee, so it's not a treif. So in other words, if it will be injured here, so it's a treif. But suppose the whole The whole land beneath the knee is korach. Including, that includes the area. That includes the area of the Tzumas Adinin as well. It's not a treve because the baby can live without the leg. With the leg and just the Tzumas Adinin is nechtach, then it cannot live. But suppose you cut off the whole leg beneath the knee, not above the knee, then it's also a treve. But beneath the knee, it's not a treve. So the Ramban says you cannot ask any kashis on treves. That's the halacha. The Gemara says shal chet chomikan is treifo, and chet chomikan is not treifo. So the Ramban says suppose the behemo was mechtech of the tzumas adinin, and then the person was chetech the whole leg below the knee, so then it will be able to leave the behemo. But he says from Banes the Kashe, but from the Gemara that Mungalet Gemira the Vater of the Samoni, so it's higher. So Mele, it's not a treife. So that means the treife in the higher means that even therapy cannot cure it. But here Nitul Tzumisagini Nechtecho Tzumisagini is treife. But suppose after it's Nechtecho Tzumisagini, it's treifo. It cannot live for more than 12 months. Suppose you cut off the whole leg beneath the knee. So then it will be able to survive for more than 12 months. So isn't that inconsistent? The Ramban himself has the kasha. Isn't that inconsistent with the principle that he mentioned, that treifo in the chayo means that even through some savoni, even through therapy. So he says, when you cut off the whole leg, that's more than someone. That's like ponim chadoshes, in other words. So the Ramban is also meaning that when we say that treifo in chayo, it means according to Ramban, treifo in chayo even through therapy. But even through therapy, only therapy, there is a difference between surgical cure and a therapeutic cure. So treifo nechayo means that even therapy is not effective, but surgery might be effective. Surgery might be effective. So the Ramban will say, now suppose the behemoth is mechtech tzumas adinin. So we say it's a treifo, it's in a chayo. Then we cut off the whole leg. Then we say it is chayo. It is chayo. Because after all, even a treifo that is in a chayo can still survive for 12 months. So suppose on Sunday it was nechtecho tzumas adinin, and then on Monday, the next day, they cut off, a doctor cut off the whole leg beneath the knee. Then the behemoth can live a normal span of life. So the shem treifo should be poka. So he says, no, in as much as it was, if, let's say, suppose at the very outset, somebody would cut off the whole leg of the behemoth beneath the knee, which includes the area of the Achilles tendon, the convergence of tendons, then the behemoth will not become a treifo. It will not become a treifo. But if at the very outset, it was just nechtach in that limited area, between the ankle and the calf. So it became a treifo. Once it becomes a treifo, even though something was done by cutting off the whole leg, which enabled the behemoth to survive a normal span of life, so the shem treifo is not pocket. So what we see from this Ramban, that even according to the Ramban, that treifo in the chayo means, treifo in chayo means that even through therapy it's in chayo, but it doesn't mean that the fact that it's in chayo, even if therapy is applied, that makes it a treifo. It's a treifo because of Allah HaMashim Sinai. Just as according to Mandoma, the treifo chayo. So why is it a treifo? It's a treifo. So, because the Allah HaMashim Sinai declares it as treifo. So even according to Mandoma, treifo in a chayo, it's also a treifo because these matters make it into a treifo. But there is a statistical fact a coincidental fact that it's in a higher. So the melee, and what does the statistical fact imply? That even that it's in a higher, it cannot even survive even through therapy. It cannot survive. But if surgery is performed, then it can survive. And if surgery was performed, then it can survive. But the treifa, it remains, because the Shem treifa is not based upon the fact that it's in a chayim. If the Chalishan treifa would be based upon the fact that it's in a chayim, the Shem treifa would be based upon the fact that it's in a chayim, so then, the moment an operation is performed and you cut off the whole leg beneath the knee, and it is chayim, so it should be a treifa. So we see that according to Ramban himself, who says that in a higher means, even through therapy it's in a higher. So, but it's still a statistical fact on it. And then from the Rajbo it's also mashma, because the Rajbo in that Chuve, when somebody asked him, we see certain behemoths that have the treifas that the Mishnah mentions and still they live. So the Rajbo says it's twice and easy. It's my season. From this Rajbo we see that he is chilek and the Marshal. The Marshal shitting is that when he say treif in the chayo, it means only reed treif is in the chayo. But in mil treif is chayo. From the Rajbo we see no. Because in the Rajbo shit had been like the Marshal, he could have given a better teretz. Why do we have to say that we have to draw the conclusion it's my easy? It's not my easy. So we see from the Rajbo that he agrees with Ramban. The treif in the chayo means that even if therapy is administered, it's still in a chayo. But even the Rajbo agrees that the in a chayo is only a statistical fact. Now, there is a loch in treifes, we'll learn it further in the moment, that cold yes, I cannot run. So, in other words, nitl amoro is treifo if the gallbladder was removed from the behemoth. So, is treifo, suppose the behemoth was born with two gallbladders. Suppose the behemoth is born with two hearts. So it's also treif. It's also treif because kol yesa cannot ubami. Kol yesa cannot ubami. Now, so suppose a behemoth was born with two legs. So if a behemoth is born with two legs, it's also treif because suppose the whole leg is nita, even above the knee. So I mean, when I say two legs, I mean an extra leg. That's what I mean. An extra leg. Right. So it's also treifa. Because suppose it's nita without a leg. Suppose a behemoth will be nita the whole leg, even above the knee. So it's a treifa. Only if it's cut off beneath the knee. But if it's cut off above the knee, so then it's treifa. So if it has an extra leg, so it's also a treifa. Call yes, I cannot run. So the Rashbo says a chiddush that as far as this klal is concerned of treifa in a chayo, that applies only to a case of a deficiency, but it doesn't apply to an excess. In other words, a behemoth that has one leg missing, so is it treifa, and a behemoth that has an extra leg is treifa. But a behemoth has one leg missing, if the whole leg, even above the knee, was cut off, then it's in a chayo. It cannot survive for more than 12 months. But if a behemoth was born with an extra leg, so then it is chayo. So then he points out, so why is it a treifa? She says, because there is a loch of kolyesa cannot love it. So if the Rajma Shita had been, that the in a chayo, makes it into a treifa, so the male wouldn't be able to apply that law of kol yeser cannot adame. Since, God, in the case of yeser, it is high. So we see, and it's mistada, because otherwise we'll have to say that there is a machlekes tanoi. What constitutes the essence of the shem treifa? According to mandoma treifa chayos, so of course, it's not a machayo. It is high, every treifa is higher, and still it is affected with the isa treifa. And the calling Mandoma, Eino Chayo, so then it's the Eino Chayo that affects the Shem Treifa. And that's not mistaken, that there should be a machlekes tanoim, what affects the Shem Torah. So, in other words, the machlekes tanoim is whether the research is statistical fact or not. Alright. Now, let's see the thesis. Yes, what is it?
According to Rabban, the person, if someone's abdomen is cut, and then it's cut again,
and the whole leg, I believe the knee is cut. It remains a treifa. No, it remains a treifa. But it's higher. But the treifa would remain. Oh, even the very outset, it wouldn't be cut here. It would be cut here, so then it doesn't become a treifa. But even the very outset, it is cut here, so then it becomes a treifa. So then you cut off the whole leg beneath the knee. So the treifa is not
what?
What? It's always a treifa, that's right.
The Rambam who holds it once, the second cut is made beneath the knee, so it's not a treifa. Does he agree that the challah?
No, if it's a second cut, so then it remains a treifa. If at the very outset
the
cut is made here.
My mom, and he says after the second cut beneath the knee, the second cut.
Yeah, no.
So then he says the shem treifa goes out.
No one says that the shem treifa is poka. No one says that.
After the first cut renders it a treifa, the first one.
If at originally, so the chituch was in the became tzumas agilim, yes. So then it becomes a treifa, and the shem treifa is never poka.
Even with surgery, so surgery.
Even with surgery, it doesn't matter because the treifa is a treifa.
But it becomes a yesh kmoho chaya. It becomes yesh kmoho.
So what? But it's a treifa because it's not the inner chaya that makes it.
Is that also the challah or the basha?
It's just a coincidental fact.
Can't the ma'isa shkita render the basha mutar l'achila? Just the challah is asur. Just the challah. A treifa also the challah, but not the basha.
I understand what you're saying. What do you mean?
It's a treifa because you have this aver where there's nizarvus. There's
No. There is no such thing. I mean, a treifa is the whole behemoth. Is a treifa. Not a, one eva cannot be a treifa. There is a locher that comes within the lab. We learned it in Chum. I mean, as posa shiotza chutz muchetzose.
So
it comes within that lab. But treifa, as far as the shem treifa is concerned, so it affects the whole behemoth, not just. One
Eber chutz memacham. So still, we could do a shechita, and then babasa was mutalach.
No, but when the behemo has a shem treifa, so there is another iser. If bosa sheyotza chutz lechitzoset, so then that iver is oser, and it's mentioned in the posik of bosa basa treifa zachilu. But that's not treifa. Treifa mamish when it has one of the treifas, of the interest treifas, so it affects the whole organism, the whole being. All right. Eilu treifes. See, first let's learn the two tases of the Mishnah. Eilu treifes. Ika sinon eilu nich, vika sinon ve eilu. There are two gersoys. One girl says eilu, and another girl says ve eilu. Now the vav ve eilu. So the vav joins it to the preceding Mishnah. Otherwise, why should it say ve eilu? Yesh lefonish the koyah prokter b'shemo b'rabakive. Veheidel rabakive. Dinevelo. So in other words, so. Because Rabbi Akiva originally said that suppose you start shechting the behemoth and you start cutting, let's say, the shechting the kone, and while you cut the kone, while the shechet cuts the kone, so the veishet becomes nikah. So Rabbi Akiva originally said it's a treifa, and then Rabbi Shimon said no. If it occurred in the course of the shechita, so then it's the veila. The veil. And then we say, so Rabbi Akiva considered to Rabbi Sheva that anything that occurs in the course of the Shechita, so is a treifa. So that's why it says veil treifas. In other words, there is a connection. Even though Rabbi Sheva said in the previous Mishnah, the second parak, and Rabbi Akiva considered to Rabbi Sheva that when it happened in the course of the Shechita, so then something, so it's nevela, not treife, it's more than treife. But in this case where it didn't happen in the course of the Shechita, so then it's a treife. Ve'evredel Rabbi Akiva nevela likoa kol hanesh kosi psul liyo ta'avu psul shira b'shechita v'avu ne'ilo v'ikoma So that's why I say ve'elein treifes, because the previous psulim that we mentioned in the second perek, so it's the ve'elein, but ve'elu, so it's treif. Nikav aleinu bishlori, bishol nikovim lo yitzrech lemisne le bishlori. Shein daki upshite shein nekev choshepen klal im lo nikav bishlori. Avoleiv shuof salpitaitoch shein nikav ve'imek shuochoshev nekev. In other words, Tesis was bothered by Kashi. How is it that the Mishnah mentions a number of Nikovim that make the Eilu to Treifa? Nikva Moro, Nikva Daki, and Nikasat Nimisha Nikva. So it doesn't say Lichloi. Over there it also means Lichloi. In other words, let's say, if this is, let's say, suppose here's the Daki, and here's the membrane of the Daki. And suppose it's pierced a little bit, it doesn't penetrate into the hollow of the daki, so it will not become treif. So how is it that the Mishnah spells out the bischole? In other words, only when the nekev penetrated, pierced through the whole membrane into the hollow. Why doesn't it mention in connection with the other nikovim? So Teisa says, no, the same aloha applies to all nikovim. But only kovim, it's mistaber that only if the nekev pierces through the whole membrane, meiva leiva, from one side to the other side. But if it doesn't pierce that, because all the other membranes, let's say of the daki, are very thin membranes. So it goes without saying that if it just pierces and doesn't penetrate, pierce through and through, meiva leiva, it's not a treif. Mashein kein gabeleiv, where the membrane of the heart is relatively thick, so I could say, if it was pierced halfway, or most of the membrane, but did not penetrate, the nekev did not penetrate through and through, meiva leiva, into the hole. So even in such a case, it should become treif. So, Kamashlon, that even though the membrane is relatively thick, so it only becomes a treif if the whole membrane was pierced through and through, meigalei. Then he says, "V'nital halei ve'oreye ve'adaki lo yitzrich lemisne di bichlal nikubim di bichlal nikubim." In other words, so that means that if a vinital alei veoreye veyadaki, so that means from this thesis, a thesis as a kash, this is thesis teretz. Why doesn't the Mishnah mention among the treifes nital alei if the whole heart was removed from the vein? If the whole lungs, if all the lungs were removed from the vein? So, or if the intestines were removed from the behemoth, then the behemoth is a treifet. So Teisa says, no, since it's mentioned that nikav aleiv is treifet, so lachas kamo vechamo, so it's a kalochemo of logic, that nital aleiv is not gorua than nikav aleiv. That's a clause. It has one exception. In other words, every makim where nikav makes constitutes a treife, so nital certainly constitutes a treife. But there is one exception, and that's the tchul. Nikav atchul, if the spleen is pierced, is perforated, then the behemah is a treife, but if the spleen is removed completely, it's not a treife. So that's the only exception. But except for the tchul, the spleen, so any eiver where the nekev makes affects the treife, so the removal of the whole eiver certainly affects the treife. Tchum is an exception. But anyway, we see that Sotesis Kashi was, why doesn't the Mishnah mention nital alei? Or nital alei? Or nital? Nital oreye? Nital oreye? So the answer is, it is mentioned, because the Mishnah mentions Nikavalev, so that includes, that implies that certainly Nitalalev or Nitalareye is not gohua, is not better. Is not better. Is not better than nikala. Now, so from this thesis, we can deduce a raya. I mean, as far as the determination of death is concerned, you see, because some rabbonim so wrote in journals that according to the Gemara, if there is cessation of breathing, so then the person is dead. Now, if cessation of breathing constitutes death in a human being, so it can constitute death in a behemoth too. But why should there be a difference? Why do we say that? Because of the Gemara in human. We gabi chil Shabbos. Enough of Maperes, so we have to be Bedik. We have to, if a pile of stones fell upon a certain person on Shabbos, so we have to be Mechal Shabbos in order to save it. But suppose we found him and we inspected, we were Bedikim, we examined him, and we saw that he has no breath, there is no breathing, so then we're not supposed to be Mechal Shabbos. So, so from that we learn that this is the criterion of life. I mean the ability to breathe. So some wanted to deduce from this Gemara that if there is cessation of breathing, so then he is completely dead. I wrote about that. I mean, because the Rambam in Pirushan Mishnah always says that as long as there is brain activity. So then it's considered alive. So it's considered alive. So what does it mean when the Gemara says in Yume that if there is cessation of breathing when at Michal Shabbos, that means that death is not something that happens in one split second. Death is a process. And it begins when the breathing stops. And when does it end? When does the death end? When is the death process completed? When all the basic functions of life cease. What are the basic functions of life? Brain activity is one. That's what the Rambam mentions in the Pirushan Mishnah always. And breathing and cardiac activity. But if the breathing stopped, so then he's not fully alive. Because then the death process has begun. So he's not fully alive. Since he's not fully alive, so we are not allowed to be Mechal Shabbos. If there would be a possibility of resuscitating him completely, then we would have to be Mechal Shabbos. But the Gemara in Yume doesn't discuss such a case where there is a possibility of resuscitating him. Let's say that we can attach a respirator to him, and there is a remote possibility of resuscitating him. But the Gemara talks of a case where there is not even a remote possibility of resuscitating him. But through Chil Shabbos we can prolong the life of the person for another 5 minutes, for another 10 minutes. So if the breathing gets not stopped, then he's fully alive. So Chayusho, full living, of full life, is also Becha Shabbos. But Chayusho, of semi-living, semi-dead, so that is not Becha Shabbos. So we see from this thesis. Thesis says, Sikashe, V'nitala leivo reyeva adakim lo yitzrach l'misne, v'bichlal nikuvim hum, v'chlal nikuvim heim. So that means, so this is kasha was, why doesn't the Mishnah mention Nikalareye? So they says it is mentioned, because it says Nikalareye. So certainly Nikalareye. But if this is Shita had been, that where there is cessation of breathing, so then it's considered dead. So why should the Mishnah mention? The Mishnah doesn't mention something that makes the behemoth dead. The Mishnah mentions something that does not make the behemoth dead. But it's a treif. So suppose, let's say, in all these treifs, let's say, a perforated lung. So suppose someone shech the behemoth that has a perforated lung, a perforated intestines. So he will not be allowed to eat the behemoth because it is a treif or a contra rambam. So there will be the isan vele, but it will be mitaira. The behemoth miditumes level. So Tensis says in so many words that if it's nital alev of the behemoth, and or it's nital areyah of the behemoth, the longings of the behemoth were taken out. And so, if a sheikhet will share the behemoth within a few minutes, while when it still manifests some life activity, even though the lungs were completely removed, so it would be mitaya the behemoth from Tumas Neveira. Because Teisus says, Kashi, why doesn't the Mishnah manage? So it's a highly forensic from Teisus. That the cessation of breathing does not constitute death in a behemoth. If it doesn't constitute death in a behemoth, how could it constitute death in a human being? V'adakim v'nita alei v'oreyem v'adakim v'yitzrach u'misne. D'bichal nikumim. The other gav v'itchulo v'adikmer v'nito kosha v'nikafreit. So that's an exception. Spleen is an exception. V'bichal nikumim v'itone p'shite v'kol sh'nita v'nik v'nikwa amor oname nire v'kol sh'nita v'titreife u'mikol mokei v'nitwa akom v'nishtayon v'nikluyun yitztrich. The actually is nital kol akovid, v'lo yamoro shenital kol bosar akovid, v'nishamoro druko begide akovid v'asim penis, v'ho dintan tabodoyim u'cheres nital alein v'lo yim b'zvolei, so v'chlima, im ochel but if it doesn't penetrate into the hollow halei, into the cavity of the heart, so it's clear. It's implicit in this mission. So Teisa says, no, it's not necessarily implicit. The Avamina, who had been some of this holy, the same Kulinoki, Abisaholo, the Hodiktone, Nigwaga, Geres, is Ksheo, Haimim Mishum, the boy of the Mist and Nizniko, the Nizbora, Shetra, the Linifsek, Achutzel, or Yitzrich, the Mioche, Havamine. Oyo, oyo. Why did then Teisus was bad of another kasha? Here the Mishnah says, Nishgulah Chetra Nishgulah Chucho. If the spine was broken in such a way that the spinal cord was severed, it's like, then the other Mishnah says, Nishgulah Chetra Viloy Nishgulah Chucho. But if the spinal cord was not touched, so then, was not severed, so then it is not like, isn't that implicit in this Mishneh? So Teisa says no, because if not for the second Mishneh, I wouldn't know the Pshat in this Mishneh. Now that I know the second Mishneh mentions, Nishbara Shedra Veloi Nifsikach Kuchalo, Ksheiro, so we know that the Pshat in this Mishneh is Nishbara Shedra Veloi Nifsikach Kuchalo. That's one thing. Then it's later. But if the second Mishnah had not been mentioned, I could interpret the Mishnah that the Mishnah is mentioning two separate items that make treifa. One is Nishbara Shever. Number two, if Nifzeka Chuchalo. So because of the second Mishnah, we know that it's not two separate things, it's one thing. Alright. Because there is a machlokes in the Gemara whether chisorin the pnim nikro chisorin or not. Suppose the behemoth suffers from a certain disease that which causes a diminution of the lung. A diminution, a mila diminution of wrong. I mean, that happens at the initial stage, that might happen at the initial stage of consumption in a behavior of tuberculosis. So the initial stage, let's say at the final stage, so the whole lung will be deteriorated and will be completely perforated with many necrotic. But at the initial stage of tuberculosis, so there might be a mila diminution in the lung. In the lung. So there is machlekes in Gemara, whether chisorin the bifnim is nikra chisorin, whether the behemoth becomes a trefor, or the behemoth does not become a trefor. So if we say that chisorin bifnim is nikra chisorin, so then we can explain the Mishneh, that the Mishneh mentions here two trefors. Horeya she nikra, that's one trefor. Well, uishachosro, there was a nina diminution in the lung. But according to the Mandoma, the chisorin bifnim is loishne chisorin. So then, why does the Mishnah say horeye shenikro oishechosero? So this is so the Gemara says according to Mandoma that chisorin bifnim loishne chisorin. So the Mishnah doesn't mention two separate treifes, but horeye shenikro. That's a limited rabbo. So even though the neke does not reach, does not extend to the bronchus, to the bronchi, so it's also a trefor. But according to Rav Shimon, that an ordinary nekev in the reye does not take the behemoth a trefor. Only if the nekev extends to the bronchi, but Rav Shimon is made it, that when do we require that the nekev should extend to the bronchi if the nekev is not coupled with an inner diminution. But suppose there is a nekev resulting from an inner diminution, so then even Rav Shimon will be made there, that even though the nekev does not extend to the bronchi, it's still afraid. Let's say, suppose a behemoth is afflicted with the initial stage of tuberculosis. And then it brought about a diminution of the lung. It brought about a diminution of the lung. And then it also brought about one perforation in the lung. But the perforation, the neck did not extend to the bronchi. So Rav Shimon will be made that it's like, when does Rav Shimon say that a neck in the lungs does not affect the treif in the behemoth? Unless the nekev extends to the base as in pain is, only if it wasn't coupled with the chisorin. But if it's coupled with the chisorin, then any nekev coupled with the chisorin makes the behemoth the trefor. So in other words, we counted up 18 trefors here. So we counted up 18 trefes, according if we counted Horeya Shenikro as one and Chaseiro as another. So then we have 18. But suppose if we say that we saw him between Mishne Chisorin, then we have two separate trefes. Horeya Shenikro is one, or Chaseiro another one. But if we say Chisorin between is Loishne Chisorin, so then we do not have here two separate trefes. But Horeya Shenikro corresponds with the view of the Rabbanon, and Chaseiro corresponds with the view of Rav Shimon, with the view of Rav Shimon. So, but according to Rabbanon, we just have one trefe, Horeya Shenikro. According to Rav Shimon, we have two trefes, Horeya Shenikro, and it extended to the bronchi, or a naked that is not so large that it extends to the bronchi, but it is coupled with the chisorin. So we have 18. We have 18 items of trade formation according to the Madonna that chisorin of Shmei chisorin. And we have 18 items mentioned according to Rav Shimon. But according to Mandoma, the chesom b'fnim lo yishmei chesom. So according to the Rabbanon, we only have 17 items, not 18 items mentioned. All right. So this is what he's saying. Oish achos chaseyot. Before the more oish chaseyot b'fnim. Uman doma chesoyim b'fnim. Oish mechesoyim. Before ish nikvo l'rabonon. Oish chaseyot l'rabshimen. The omar ach not on the same sepenes. So that is, if it's not coupled with chesoyim. But if the neke that is not so extensive as to reach the bonkai is coupled with chesoyim kolchehu, so then he's made. Alright. Trusas an eitz. Kabitrei Feseiv, who shy from Misner, Mishum Rabu the Tonel Hoch, Drusas, Haneitz, Kasim and Bitsef, the Roch, the Chemis of the Piet, the Chelas Yisrael, Medras Agas, the Nesef Rechem Kutz, Vitamo Loy Mishum Bisei Felinoki. So here the Piet, you know, uses as a symbol, as a marshal, in other words, for the relationship between the Umes Eilom and the Jewish people. So in other words, the Jewish people is constantly being clawed by the Umes Eilom. So the Bible says, so Medras Agas, the Gemara says that if the lung of the behemoth deteriorated so that it looks like ink, very black like ink, that can also happen in a behemoth that is afflicted with tuberculosis. So at one stage, so that the whole matter of the lung is changed and it's completely black. So it has the mare of duce, of ink, or the mare of bosa. So it's like, why doesn't the Mishnah mention it among the treifes? That nagus in the lung looks like ink. Like ink. The answer is, why do we say that if a behemoth, if the lung of the behemoth look is black like ink, so it's like, because then it is safely locked. So mainly it becomes a treife even though the nekev did not occur as yet. As a matter of fact, in regard to behemoth that has a sirche, an addition. So it's a treife. I mean, those who are not makpid on glat kosher meat, so what does it mean? Glat kosher meat, that the sheikhet, if the sheikhet notices, what's not glat kosher meat? Not glat kosher meat means that the behemoth had an adhesion on the lungs. But the adhesion was so slight that by means of manipulating with his finger, he was able to remove the adhesion. So there are more passages that that's not considered as a sir. That's considered as a real baal. Bishasatchak. There are more passages. That's considered as a real baal. In other words, because a real sirche, so even if you keep on manipulating with your fingers on it, it will not go removed. So, now, the Mechaber paskens like the Rashbo, that even if it can be removed through miuch and mishmush, through manipulating with your fingers, so it's still a sirche, and it's a treife. So, but anyway, not that kosher meat means meat of a behemoth that had an adhesion on the lungs, but the sheikh had removed the adhesion through miuch and mishmush. Sometimes the sheikh had, well, that's a terrible thing. Sometimes the sheikh had, he removes the adhesion not by simply, by mildly manipulating and touching the adhesion, but by grabbing it off. So that is not muter, even according to Ramo. But I mean, so that's a real sirche if it cannot be removed, except by mamish tearing it off. So that's a real sirche. So why is a behemoth that has a sirche and lungs? Why is it treifo? So there is a machleket between Rashi and Jesus. According to Rashi, a sirche, an adhesion, I mean a real sirche, an adhesion that cannot be removed by miuch and mishmush. So it is indicative of a nekev. Of a nekev, because how did an adhesion grow on the lung? develop on one, because there was a slight naked. So Sandach Ruches filled up that naked, and Mimele, an addition was developed. Tekom to Teisves, so Yisirchel is not indicative of a naked that already took place, but Yisirchel is indicative of the fact that the behemoth is destined to develop a naked, even though right now a competences there is no naked. But since the behemoth has such a condition on the lungs that it's destined to develop a naked, that also makes it a craving. So that stasis. So I'm mentioning that, in other words, to point out that there is aloha, that even if right now, presently, there is no naked in the lungs, but if it has such a condition, on account of which it is destined to develop a nekef in the lung, it's also paper. So that's why the Mishnah doesn't mention, one second, the Mishnah doesn't mention damyel duty and damyel bisa, because damyel duty is not a treife per se, it's a treife because it is destined, if the lung is so deteriorated that it looks black like ink, so in the long run it will develop nicotine. So maybe it's a trefer already. So it comes within nikah, with nikva reya or reya shenikva. It comes within reya shenikva. So he says. So Teisves, since, now the question is, why is Druso treifa? So we couldn't say that Druso is treifa because it's a filinoke, because if that had been the reason as why it's a treifa, so then it shouldn't be mentioned separately. So it comes within Nikro. So Teisi says, no, timely Druso, show Eres Seirei V'Seifa Lomus. The reason is why Druso is afraid for, because the venom is injected, and that burns out the whole organism of the behemoth or of the... Yes, what is it?
When we say that the behemoth is going to have, the behemoth has potential, are we making a trade before...
It's destined to become
kosher. We are not sadly, this may happen.
That's right, yes. It's destined. There is such a deterioration at all that it's destined to become perfect. Alright. Now, the Imam. Omer Abshimeloki, Shremes Litre, from Nateo Minayin. Minayin? Uposu Basel Litre, from Israel? Elo Remes Litre, from Shinachayom Nateo Minayin? Dikton Seife, Zea Klau, Kolshein Komeo Chayo Treifo? So the Mishnah is telling us not only the treifa is also that kol shein komeyo chayo is treifa. Kol shein komeyo chayo treifa. How do we know that the treifa is in a chay? Michlau the treifa in a chayo. We know it. Yichziv is eis a chayo shet a chayo. Chayo a chayo shein a chayo is a chayo. Michlau the treifa a chayo. Uman diom a treifa chayo. Uman diom a treifa chayo min olon. So he says nafklo zeis a chaya shetechelu zeis a chaya achel chaya acheres loitechel michlao di treifa chayo. In other words, if we the Mandoma who says treifa in a chayo, so he explains the posik of zois hachayo shatechayu zois hachayo. In other words, that which can live. So is techayu, but that which cannot live is lois hachayu. But the one who says that treifa is chayo, so he explains not zois hachayu achayu, but she ain't a chayu, but she ain't a chayu, but zois hachayu. In other words, there are two types of they are all behemoths hachayu, but certain behemoths that are chayis you can eat, and certain behemoths that are chayis that you cannot eat. So v'yidoch hay zois vayavilei miboyel chen tonin v'rabi shmoyel. The Tonin Rabbi Shmuel says a chayish b'chayu, milamish tam nevivoch kolminu min ve'al meishe v'omor zeis achayu zeis leitech. V'yidoch namin boyloch tam Rabbi Shmuel. V'yidoch namin boyloch tam Rabbi Shmuel. So you might get a terech, zeinoch namin. Elo treif achayu minolei, napke me midoch tam. Tonin Rabbi Shmuel. Tonin Rabbi Shmuel. Bein achayu nechelu nechayu shaltechal, eilu shmini esrei treifes, shenemo meishe misim. All right. Upasa kosa ne treif, ar tafim ni bau, ne bos kochi chos, ne kutso se, ne kol mokin treif, o maash, ma treif, o mama. Elo min ayin ne treif, shin se yudi, ki yudi masi, ne kol kol shin kemi achayu treif, al ma treif ne chayu. Zei is achayu, kri vei zei is chayu. Uman doma treif, o chayu, kam ufiyo ken omole. Vol ahabu miskai, mishtai, mishol, ishoni. Zei is achayu, zei is miyutu. Vo chamash mo zei is tam behemi, shin chayu is achayu. Chayu achayu, skin treif, edav opi, shin chayu lo isayich. Uvei, החיה שלו יסייך עליו, אבל כשחיה לא יסייך, שמי אלה עשרה טריפס, לאו מכל משתוי, אלא הלוך אל מי שמסיני אין. So Tonin Rabbi Shmuel says, that there is הלוך אל מי שמסיני of יותחס טריפס. So Rabbi Shmuel mentions a certain minion, a certain number, 18 טריפס, הלוך אל מי שמסיני. So the הלוך אל מי שמסיני mentioned a certain number. So the Gemara says, "Kashe v'suleke." Now, so if we start, so in other words, Rabbi Shmuel's price says that the Halacha Mishnah in Sinai declares that there are 18 makas treifes. 18. Now, if we start counting up the number of items in the Mishnah, we'll find 18. We'll find 18. If we, according to Mandoma, that chaseiro, that reish mikve chaseiro. Is two, so because so we have exactly 18. Now there's the course of ancient is one, because the Gara is two, Nikaf Kumshalmeach is three, Nikaf Alev is four, Nishbara Chetra, Vinisha Chuchalo is five, Nitlakon Nishtaim and Eklum is six, Horeish Nikwa is seven, Oisha Chaseiro is eight, Nikwa Akevo is nine, Nikwa Amoro is ten, Nikwa Adakin is 11, Kerasatnimish and Nikwa. Is 12, Vishnika Yuchatzeno, is 13, Hemse Shenika, is 14, Vizakite Shenikva, is 15, Nofun Lagag is 16, Nishtabu Yuchal Yisrael is 17, Trus is Azeiv is 18. So we have 18 items. 18 items. So, Visuleke, Voike, Basger. Basger is a Roshetim, it's an abbreviation. So each letter represents a certain type of a tribe. The base of Basgia represents Behemo Shenechtechu Ragleo Mina Akubo Ulemayu. So it's like, according to Rabban, in other words, if the upper head of the leg was cut off above the knee, so if that was cut off, so it's a trait. That's the base. Now, the Samech represents Chisori. Chisori. What kind of Chisori? So there is a machlokes between Bishabai and Bisila. Kamo chisorim Bishabai. So the machlokes between Bishabai and Bisila is in regard to Odo. In other words, is in regard to Odo. In other words, because like this, Etzem Kiseiro, so is mitame bimagel bimaski. Etzem kiseo, a small bone of a human being, is mitame bimagel bimaski. But be'el not. In order that you should, an odom, a mess, should mitame be odom, so we need a shetre shleimo, or a gilgele shleimo, rev miyone v'rev miyone. But if you don't have the whole spine of a human being, it's not mitame be'el. It's mitame b'magi. Now, so only a shetre shleimo, So suppose there is a certain diminution, in the shetra. How much of a diminution must there be in the shetra in order that the shetra should not be considered as a shetra shleimo? So anyway, if it's not a shetra shleimo, it cannot be mitame beya. If it is a shetra shleimo, it can be mitame beya. So we have a machlekes between Bishamai and Bisil. Bishamai say that only if there is a diminution of two vertebrae in the shetra, so then it's not, it's considered a substantial chisom, so maybe it's not a shetra shleimo, so it cannot be mitame beya. But suppose that just one vertebrae was removed from the shetre, so the shetre is still considered the shetre shleimo, so it can be mitam beya. So bishama I say kamo chisom bishetre, that it's not considered anymore a substantial shetre, that is if there is a diminution of two chulies, of two vertebrae. But suppose just one vertebrae was removed from the shetre, from a human shetre, so it's still considered a substantial shetre, in spite of the diminution, the removal of one vertebrae. And it's still mitame be'eya. And Bisil say, that's what Bishamai say. But Bisil say, as long as one chulie was removed, one vertebrae was removed, so it's not a substantial shetra anymore, it's not a shetra shleimo, and it's not mitame beya. So that's a machlekes in regard to another. So Bishamai say that only shtei chulies make it incapable of being mitame beya. But one chulie, so with one chulie missing, so then it is still capable of being mitame be'eya, and according to Bisilel, even if one chuli is missing, it's still already incapable of being mitame be'eya. So the Gemara says v'chili treife, the same machlekes between Bishamai and Bisilel, so will apply to him also, according to Bisham, that it becomes a defective shetra, not a substantial shetra, only if two chulies are removed. So mele, but as long so Bishamai is a machmir in regard to Adam. Because according to Bishamai, if only one vertebrae was removed from the shetre, it still continues to be mitame be'eya. So Gabi Behimo, so he will be making that if one vertebrae was removed from the Behimo, so then it's not a treifas yet. Because a diminution of one shetre is not a substantial diminution, so that means that you have the shetra shleimo, the behemoth still has the shetra shleimo. If the behemoth still has the shetra shleimo, so then it's not a treifas. And according to Bisila, who say that the removal of one vertebra makes it into a shetra sheino shleimo, so Gabi Yodo, he is a makir. So Gabi Behemo Bisil Bimachmir, because suppose one vertebrae was removed from the shetra of the Behemo, it will already become a treif. So Bishamai who are Machmirim in regard to Odo. In other words, that the removal of one vertebrae does not deprive it of Tumaseya. So they are machmirim in regard to Odom, they will be mikirim in regard to Behemo, that if the removal of one vertebrae will not make it a treifas yet, it will still be mutabachim. And Bisilel, who are mikirim in regard to Odom, and who say that if just one vertebrae was removed from the shetre, it's already not mitami be'eyal, so then like killing. So there will be machmir in regard to behemo, that if just one vertebrae is missing in the behemo, so it's already a trade form, it's also machmir. So anyway, that is the sum. So the basis is descriptive of the behemo shenechtivu rechtu ragliyam na'akuva l'mayla. It means above the knee. So that's a trade. And then the samech is descriptive of chisong v'shever. So let's say if one vertebrae was taken out, so the behemoth is a trade. And then the gimel is descriptive of gluto. Gluto means that the hide was removed from the behemoth. All the hide was hufshat. So that's also trifle. The reish is descriptive of charuso. Charuso means that if the lung of the behemoth, because of a certain side, was shriveled, so that's a trifle. So the question is, v'oike bazger means base. Samach means chisong bishedre, gimel means gludo, that the hide was removed, and the reish is charuso, that means the lungs were shriveled. So there are four more treifes. So it's not 22, it's not 18, it's 22 voizga bazga, and then shepshmaitzer. There are seven halachas of treifes. Seven more. The Gemara will soon mention all the seven halachas. Visula kiyalo shmini also, where you can bazga, bishav shmaitza, the seven treifes. Bishlimu itani don. The Tani Yidon doesn't mention halachal mishmi sinai. He doesn't mention any number. So we can say Tani Mishaya. We can say Tani Mishaya. Mishan don, the Tani. Tone Vishaya, so the Tone is Tone with Vishaya Rasi Vizakral. So Mele, the Tane just spelled out a number of treifes, and all the rest that he omitted are included in the Zakral. In Zakral. El Tane Rabbi Shmuel, Doma Yitras treifes, he mentions a certain number, 18, and that is Aloha Mishmi Sinai. So it is 18. But since we can count up 18 in this Mishnah itself, so then we have four more of Basgir, and then we have seven more. So we have four and seven more. We 11 more. So it's not 18, it's 29. Visuleke, al tam rabbi shmuel, lo amar yitchasrei visuleke, vo yikibay moshiach frag, lo am nato lo amar yitrei fo. So you want to tell it, who says that there is a local mission Sinai of 18 treifes, 18 and not more. So he will agree with the Tame, who says that even if the leg of the behemoth was removed above the knee, so there is still an etzer for the behemoth, that so the behemoth could live, and that is to cauterize it. So he says, "Dama yichelu liyichveis v'lechis." So the Gemara has the kasha. Avogav the yichelu liyichveis v'lechis. Liman koma l'tanu Rabbi Shmuel. Tanu Rabbi Shmuel. Treifo chayo sfiralei. Treifo chayo sfiralei. But according, so in other words, you say that Rabbi Shmuel agrees with Rabbi Shimon Elozo. So in other words, so that's why. So what does Rav Shimon Elozo say? That even if the leg was removed above the knee, it still can live. It still can live. Now, if it still can live, so mele, it's not a treifa. From this Gemara, it would appear that the fact that it can that it cannot live, according to Mandoma, the treifa in Achayo, so the fact that it cannot live, that makes it into a treifa. That's how it appears from this Gemara. But we'll see. So, the Gemara gives the teretz that suddenly Kapshin was a Roma, Yechilu, Yechlizu, Yechiz. So in other words, it still can live, so it's not a trefo. So you more as the kashe. But Tanya Rabbi Shmuel, he holds the trefo chayo. So according to Tanya Rabbi Shmuel, certainly, it's not the fact that the behemoth cannot live that makes him the trefo. It's a certain market. So what? So of what significance is the fact that Rabbi Shmuel agrees with Rabbi Shimon Elozor, and Rabbi Shimon Elozor says that even if the leg was removed above the knee, it still can live. But the Isa Trefo, the Shem Trefo, does not depend upon the inability to survive. Even all Trefes have an ability to survive. So, and still there are Trefes. Some Mele, Rabbi Shmuel, should mention a 19th trefe, namely the behemoth in which the upper portion of the leg was nechtach, above the knee. So it's a trefe, and even if he agrees with Rabbi Shimon Elozor that it can still live, it can be cauterized and live, but it should not negate the shem trefe. The Tanya Rabbi Shmuel, trefe chayis viral, elo sovalok Rabbi Shimon Elozor. The Omar Kshenor, he agrees with Rav Shimon Elozor says that where it's nechtach haglel na'kubol mailo, so it is not treifo. So Rabbi Shmuel, even though Rabbi Shmuel holds that the Shem treifo does not depend upon the inability to survive, but he still agrees with Rav Shimon Elozor that nechtach na'kubol mailo is not one of the treifos. So you only have 18. So then the Gemara says, "Kashi, v'yike chisolim b'shetre." There's the samech of Baska. Ditan kamu chisolim b'shetre b'shamu yishli chulim simu yimchul yachas. V'yom Rabbi Yehuda Mashmuel v'chein itreifo. So that means according to Bisilel, if one vertebra is removed, so then it becomes a treifo. Then it becomes a treifo. So you have more than 18. So the Gemara says, "Hamses b'sakeis chashul b'talte chashvinim b'chode, abechode ve'ayil chode." In other words, even according to Rabbi Shmuel, we still have only 18. But then you have the kashe. The Mishnah itself has a list of 18 items. So, and then you have one more. You have chisorein b'shetre. B'chisorein b'shetre. So it's 19. The answer is no, it's only 18. We have in the Mishnah only a list of 18 items. Because Hemtzes Ubeisa Keises, we should count as one. Nikaf Hemtzes and Nikaf Beisa Keises, so we should count as one. So merely if we count Hemtzes and Beisa Keises as one, so then we have 18. So we have 17 in the Mishnah. Then we have 17 in the Mishnah. And the 18th consists of chisor b'chetre. So b'chetre. V'yikagludo. But the Gemara is not finished yet. But there is another treife gludo. In other words, if the hide was completely removed from the behemoth, so the behemoth is a treife. So he again had more than 18. So b'chetre. Said Rabbi Shmuel can agree with Rabbi Meir. The Machsh, Rabbi Meir is chelik and gludo, that gludo is a trefo. Voyike charuso, a shvid long. So again we have more than 18. So the more the teretz, moro man kotonolo, Rabbi Yisib, Rabbi Yehude, afik moro, vayil charuso. In other words, the Mishnah mentions as one of the items, one of the 18 items, so the Mishnah mentions Nikvamo, but this is not such a double portion. Rabbi Yisrael Rabbi Yehuda holds that if the gallbladder was perforated, it's a traitor. But the Rabbanon of Rabbi Yisrael Rabbi Yehuda, Achil Kam Rabbi Yisrael Rabbi Yehuda, and they hold that Nikvamo does not come within the traitors. So Mele Rabbi Shmuel will agree with Rabbanon of Rabbi Yisrael Rabbi Yehuda. So Mele called Rabbanon of Rabbi Yisrael Rabbi Yehuda. Only 17 out of the, only 16 mentioned here. So, 16 I mentioned here, because Hemsis and Visakhisis are counted as one. So 16 I mentioned. So then we have the 17. We have the 17 consisting of Chisol and Bishetre, and the 18 consisting of Ishvibit Long. So you still can count up 18 items. In other words, if we count Hemsis and Bisakhisis and Bisakhisis as one, and then we don't count Nikva more, because the Rabbanu from Bisakhisis say that's not a trait, but instead we count Harus, Ishvibit Long, and we count Hemsis and Bisakhisis as one, and instead we count Gudo, so we have 18. But we still have the 7 alochas of Tefes that is not mentioned in the Mishnah, that are mentioned by certain Amoroyim. What are the 7 alochas of Tefes mentioned by Amoroyim? The Omar Rav Masna, Hai buke de'atme dishof miduchte treifo. Buke de'atme, that means, I think it's called the femur bone in the thigh area. The femur bone, if it slipped from the socket, so then when a person falls and breaks his thigh, so then it's a very serious matter. He has to stay in the hospital for months. It's a very serious matter. And so sometimes the thigh bone, the femur bone, is slipped from its socket. So that is one of the treifes of the Shef Shmaitze. Hai buke de atme de shof miduch de treife. If the femur bone in the thigh area was slipped from its socket, so it's a treife. V'yom arochish ba'popim f'meiderav. Lokso b'chuli achas treife. Even though, I mean, that sounds strange, but that's the aloha. That if a kidney was removed, and even if both kidneys were removed, it's not a treifa. It's not a treifa. But if it's, Rochish says, if it's loksa b'chul yachas, it's treifa. What does it mean, loksa b'chul yachas? It doesn't mean any injury. Okay. Loksa b'chul yachas, of course, mishteyen, ובולקמה מסיינגו והוא דמטיה לקוסה למקום חריץ. מקום חריץ, that is the white part in the kidney. So if it was injured in that spot, so then the behemoth is a trait. לוקסה בחול יחס טרייב. ותנא ניטא, so in other words, so 7 הלוכס of טרייבס. So the first case of treife of the Shef Shmaitze is buke de'atme d'shof miduch. In other words, if the femur bone was slipped from its socket. The second aloche of the 7 is rochish is aloche. Lokso b'chul yachas. The third aloche is utna nikla tchul ksheo. If the spleen was removed, so it's ksheo. V'yomar Rav Avirem Shmid Rav Lushon Lenita. Avon nikav treife, that if the spleen was pierced, so then it's a treifa. So that's the third aloha of the Shef Shmaitze. Now the fourth aloha is Vomarabe Vachonu Mashmuts Moshin Dalko Beruban treifa. That's the fourth aloha. Vomar, the fifth aloha is Vomarabe Varavshi Vomarab Masno Mashmuel Nekra Tzalamitra Rib. Was Rashi explains it. If the rib was detached together with half of the vertebrae, so it's a treifa. Not just the rib by itself. Because only according to Rashi, so a rib by itself is does not make it a treifa. Only nishtabru rib tzal itself, when most of the ribs, that means there are 22 ribs altogether, 11 on each side. So in other words, when 12 ribs one nishtabru, but that the Mishnah mentions, that is in the case where just the ribs were nishtabru without the removal of the vertebrae. But suppose one rib together with half a vertebrae, half a chulia, was removed, so then it is a trail. So now again, so book at the Akrish of Mituchti is one. Look, so Bechuli Achas, and the Gilim Kilachrit is two. Nikvo Atchu is three. Simon Shindalko Berubon is four. Nekatelomi, caught together with heaven vertebrae, is five. The Gilim Shilachrit of Berubon with the skull was shattered. The major portion, so, was bruised. The major portion, so then, it is what? Six. Ubosa achifes, rivakeres, berube, treifo, that's seven. So we have seven alochas of treifes. So we have more than 18. Have more than 18. So the Gemara gives a teretz, nikube tamia, ve chashinom bechad, afiksha, ve ayunsha. In other words, in order to have 18, the number 18, in order to have the number 18, so we can count all the Nikuvahs of the Mishnah as one, because after all, it's the same reason. It's the same kind of aloha. In other words, Nikuvahs Aveshet, Nikav Kum Shomeyach, Nikav Alim Bishwole, Horeyesh Nikvo, Horeish Nikvo, or Nikva Amor, Nikva Dakin, Hakeres Aknimish Nikvo. So how many Nikuvahs do we have in the Mishnah? Now let's count them up. Nikuvahs Aveshit is one. Nikav Kum Shomeyach in the second Nikuvah. Two. Nikav Alim is only three. Horeish Nikvo, four. Nikva Akevo, five. Nikva Amor, six. Nikva Dakin, seven. Hakeres Aknimish Nikvo, eight. So you have eight Nikuvahs. So that is counted as one. So in other words, so again we have 18 in the Mishnah altogether. And out of the 18 in the Mishnah, so there are 18 Nikuvahs. Eight Nikuvahs. So that means that we can add, in order to retain the number 18, we can count seven more traders. So we'll gather.